Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line to talk with Scott Dedick, who is chair of the ERS Pension Board. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very much. Tell me exactly what the ERS Pension Board is.
It's the employees' retirement system for the city of Lansing. It's basically all employees outside police and fire.
All right. City pensions need a $3 million cash infusion. Tell us about this.
There's not really much I can tell you from what I'm hearing in the press releases. Someone in the mayor's office did a press release with that type of information in it. It's from an experience study that the pension boards are required to have done that we have not actually seen yet. We won't see it until Thursday.
$3 million, of course, is a lot of money. Should we have known about this sooner?
No, it's an experience study. What they do is they take the performance of the pension system, its benchmarks and everything, the actuarial goes through, and it weighs how the system's performed, where it's weak, where it's strong, changes we could make, and then they come back with potential recommendations for the board to make. Whether it be increased contributions, changing and smoothing patterns, investment return assumptions. And I assume that they've made some type of recommendation to us. Now, I don't think the board that I'm aware of has any position on whether we're going to accept those recommendations or not.
Well, it sounds like you're surprised by this information.
I'm not surprised by the report. It's something that we're required to do, and we do quite often. At least, I think we're about 2 years from our last one. But these type of assumptions are long-term, and looking at the pension system as a whole, it's had some rough times in the returns of 08. We have a five-year smoothing pattern, and as 08 cycles out, which this is the last year that we're smoothing on the year 2008, we'll have an increase in the value of the pension system. So long-term, the pension systems are very secure, so making adjustments along the way. We've had lots of reduction of employees. Fewer people participating means the contributions of the city would automatically go up. So a lot of the increases are built into the system just by what the administration does, good or bad. So less people participating means bigger contributions to cover the lack of revenue into the system.
Should we be concerned about this?
I wouldn't use the term concerned as I would be, you know, that you're aware of it. It's part of the whole pension system. I mean, it's performing the way it should be. It's performing above our benchmarks. It's in a down economy like it's been for the last few years. It's doing what it's supposed to be. It's a very solvent system. But throwing it out, I mean, over the long term, the 30-year actuarial that we do, it's very solvent. The last few years, it's a little weaker, but it'll pick back up, as it always does.
All right, so you sound upbeat about this, but it's $3 million in the hole now, and do we expect to gain $3 million sometime, you know, in the next few years?
No, but like I say, part of the loss, that $3 million, is we haven't been filling positions. We've had furlough days, which means there's not people aren't making money that they can contribute in.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that $3 million is just those type of issues. It's not that the system's not performing and it's going bankrupt. We've cut the workforce, which adds the increase. So a lot of people are going to hybrid plans in city choose a direction like that, that'll automatically increase contributions. So you have to look at it in its entirety. Our actuarials, our consultants, everybody, our peer groups, everything's working the way it should be.
Well, Scott, you mentioned that some recommendations have been made on how to deal with this challenge, but you're not so sure that you agree with those. Tell us what you think about the recommendations, which might work, which might not work, and if you have a different perspective on what would work, let us know that too.
Well, like I said, I haven't seen the experience study yet. We had that done. Our actuarial forwarded to the city. It'll be presented to the full board on Thursday, and we'll actually get to see it. I think it was a little premature for anybody to do any press release on the actuarial study. The actuarials haven't even, you know, explained it to the city yet. So I think some people really took a big step out there to go out there and, you know, state their opinion on what that study says.
So you're not happy that Randy Hannon from the mayor's office released this information?
I wouldn't say I'm not happy. I mean, it's his choice to do it. I think it's premature, and it sets a tone that we're trying to get everyone worked up over an issue that may or may not exist.
All right. Scott, if you wouldn't mind, we'd like to get you back on the program same time on Fridays after you've had some time to digest this information. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. We'll plan on 8:10 then on Friday morning. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
No problem.